This is an Aero News Touch and Go for March 19, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. This'll teach you to laugh at MIT grads with wild-sounding ideas. Terra Fugia yesterday released news and video of the first flight of its flying car, the Transition Rotable Aircraft Proof of Concept. The company says the first flight took place March 5th on runway 17 at Plattsburgh International Airport in upstate New York. U.S. Air Force retired Colonel Phil Mateer was at the controls. The company's video shows the plane getting airborne for a roughly 25-second crow hop on the 11,758-foot runway. While the Transition claims a stall speed of 45 knots, company president Dr. Carl Dietrich says the long wheelbase and CG compromises that were required for the road result in a takeoff rotation speed of 70 knots and a 1,500-foot takeoff run. The company says Transition will cruise up to 450 miles at 115 miles an hour, can drive at highway speeds on the road, and fits in a standard household garage. The vehicle uses front-wheel drive on the road and a pusher prop for flight. Both modes are powered by unleaded gasoline from a regular gas station. Terra Fugia is Latin for escape from land. It will be priced at just under $200,000. Dietrich says they're still shooting for first deliveries sometime next year, although a production prototype still has to be built and tested. Find more details at www.aero-news.net and see our interview with Dietrich dated January 30th in the archives of aero-tv.net. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers has joined the strident chorus calling for criminal charges against AIG executives who accept retention bonuses, which are this week's scandal in Washington, D.C. IAM President Tom Buffenbarger rejects the claims that the bonuses are required under binding contracts. Quote, gross incompetence is but one of the grounds to void those contracts, unquote. On Monday, fresh reports that AIG would pay $165 million in bonuses to executives prompted federal lawmakers to lash out, including threats to impose a special income tax to recover the money. Buffenbarger asks rhetorically why anyone would pay those bonuses. Quote, the answer is obvious. Only by buying their executive silence can AIG ever hope to avoid criminal prosecution for fraud, conspiracy, and suborning perjury, unquote. Buffenbarger did stop short of calling for the execs to commit Harry Caray, as Iowa Senator Charles Grassley did on Monday. The bidding for the assets of defunct Eclipse Aviation may be attracting a new bidder. The Albuquerque Journal reports Commercial Aircraft Corporation of China, an offshoot of the consolidation of former AVIC 1 and AVIC 2 aerospace companies, has expressed interest in submitting a bid. It's thought the Eclipse 500's small Pratt & Whitney Canada PW610F turbofans are what the Chinese really want, and that may arouse national security concerns, although Eclipse was cleared to build a plant in Russia. A Cessna 180, piloted by experienced mountain flyer Sparky Imussen, is missing. The Helena Independent Record reports the author of several books on mountain flying disappeared about 2:30 p.m. Mountain Time on Tuesday, over rugged terrain about 18 miles northwest of Bozeman. He's believed to have been the only person on board. Crews were reported searching on the east slope of the Elkhorn Mountains. Check back for updates as we get them at aero-news.net. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. The Hudson River's Good Samaritan lawyers up. Boeing introduces the F-15 Silent Eagle. And financiers predict Boeing and Airbus will cut jet production. Also check out the ANN special feature. Today, part 3 of Lessons from Flight 1549. We'll hear the congressional testimony of air traffic controller Patrick Hardin. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.